It's around the world in 17 days. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, jets off on his first major overseas tour as Prime Minister this afternoon, visiting the US, Britain and China. He'll have an audience with the Queen, meet the US President face-to-face and have talks with the United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon, as well as the American Reserve Bank Governor. Also, Mr. Rudd's tour will take in meetings with NATO chiefs about the war in Afghanistan. In his first major foreign policy speech since becoming Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd says he sees Australia emerging as an activist middle power on the international stage. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
In front of a foreign policy audience in Sydney last night, Kevin Rudd was still revelling in his domestic policy success of convincing Victoria to break its stalemate over the Murray-Darling deal.
Those of you who disbelieve in miracles, reappraise your theology as of today.
Mr. Rudd leaves just after lunchtime today. Security, the state of the world's finances and climate change will dominate the journey. The Prime Minister outlined his vision for the trip and the future of Australia's foreign policy agenda to the East Asia Forum in Sydney. Mr. Rudd says he wants Australia to become involved in what he calls middle power diplomacy. He says it marks the beginning of Australia's renewed international engagement.
That is why the new Australian government is committed to the principle of creative middle power diplomacy as the best means of enhancing Australia's national interests. It is also the best means of acting as effective international citizens in enhancing the global and regional order on which we all depend. That means operating in partnership with our long-standing ally, the United States, as this government, the new government, argues that the United States continues to be an overwhelming force for good in the world.
The Prime Minister argues Australia's own economic success is entirely dependent on how the country deals with its neighbours on humanitarian grounds, re-engaging with the United Nations and dealing with the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
In all these domains, Australia intends to prosecute an active, creative, middle power diplomacy in partnership with the community of nations. We believe this is the rational thing to do in pursuit of our own core economic and security interests. We also believe it is the right thing to do because Australia can be a greater force for good in the world. The truth is that Australia's voice has been too quiet for too long across the various councils of the world. That is why during the course of the next 3 years, the world will see an increasingly activist Australia, an increasingly activist Australian international policy in areas where we believe we may be able to make a positive difference.
But more immediately, in the current climate of economic uncertainty and predictions of slowing growth, he says his main priority for his 17-day trip is to press Australia's case as a stable, robust economy.
It is the government's responsibility to influence international decision makers as we prepare the Australian economy to the greatest extent possible the turbulence that lies ahead.
In Beijing, he'll urge a redoubling of efforts to achieve a free trade deal with China. And while he's already urged Chinese leaders to show restraint in Tibet, the Prime Minister's reaffirmed a promise on human rights.
In all the capitals I'll visit, advancing Australia's economic interests will be at the top of the government's agenda. But in an interconnected world, the economic agenda also has to be seen in the context of global politics and global strategic stability. And that is why security policy, climate change, development assistance, humanitarian intervention, and broader human rights will also feature prominently during this visit.